Deporte, afuera. Ministerio de Cultura, afuera. Ministerio de Ambiente y Desarrollo Sostenible, afuera. Ministerio de las Mujeres y Género y Diversidad, afuera. Ministerio de Obras Públicas, afuera, aunque te resistas. Ministerio de Ciencia y Tecnología e Innovación, afuera. Ministerio de Trabajo, Empleo y Seguridad Social, afuera. Ministerio de Educación, Adoctrinamiento, afuera. Ministerio de Transporte, afuera. Ministerio de Salud, afuera. Ministerio de Desarrollo Social, afuera.
What is good? I'm your host, Andy Malafrina. This is No More Heroes. Welcome to the rare Friday bonus episode. I had a lot of stuff I really wanted to get to that I did not get to because I was yapping for 45 minutes on the main. Go check that one out if you haven't already. This is the rare Friday bonus show. Now, I had a few more topics I really wanted to get into, and I would have felt unfulfilled if I didn't address these. So, quick reminder, tell your friend about this. I don't know if we're shadow banned, but it's probably going to happen at some point. So it's a huge help if you got a friend who's into that good shit. Let them know about this good shit and tell them to listen to No More Heroes. And remind them that there's various places they can listen to No More Heroes. There's audio, there's video. Oh, but there's two places for video. I know some of you guys were asking, Derek mainly, but I'm sure there's a few others. We're treading these waters. We are on Rumble. So If that's your vibe, more so than this, go to Rumble. Link for it down below. All right, let's hop into this. Big news in the libertarian world. Using Eric July's tweet here to let you know. But how do you say this gentleman's name again? Milei. I'll be honest, I did not take the time to get into the inner workings of this gentleman. But Milei is the president of Argentina. And if you guys aren't familiar and you're like, what's the big fucking deal, Andy? Well, this gentleman, not only is he a libertarian, but he's a self-identified anarcho-capitalist. So if you've been keeping track of presidents, since forever, I'm pretty sure he's the first one. And that's pretty fucking nuts. And I wouldn't be a libertarian if I didn't bring this up so I could point out what I'm upset about. No. Well, no, but for real though, is like what I'm upset about is people finding shit to be upset about. You know, and that's not to say I'm not sitting here going like, guys, a libertarian got elected, everything's going to be perfect now. That's not what I'm saying. But I think, like, I was talking about this on the first episode, and I probably should have made this point a little bit clearer, but, like, I was joking about being paranoid, and I swear to God, part of that is, I think, becoming like, because I would identify myself as an anarcho-capitalist. I think that's fair to say. I don't know if I'd necessarily hold my own and, like, let's talk about anarchy and da-da-da, but also, I'm at this place where I'm like, well, it can't. Like, because there's a lot of anarchists they'll be good at going like, well, this is how this would work, and this is how that would work. And I'm like, I think the switch for me happened when I go, well, it can't be worse without this. You know, like, the government's done, like, governments have done the worst things in human history. You know what I mean? Like, everything. If you think of all the absolute worst shit, it was done by the government, and it was done by a government, and it was legal. You know, so a lot of people are like, well, what's going to happen if we don't have a government? And you're like, dude, based off their track record, it can't be worse. You know what I mean? Yeah, will there be a rocky segue period? But yeah, man, transitions are hard. But like, that's sort of where I'm at. I'm always striving to be better, but I'm going to be straight up. I'm not like deep. It's not like I went deep into the anarchist literature and was like, yo, bars. It was like, I don't know. Everyone who I go, that guy's super fucking smart. A lot of them are anarcho-capitalists. And then mix that with like, can't be worse without the government. You know what I mean? Like it can't be, it's not going to be worse if we get rid of the mass murder people who kill like tens, if not hundreds of thousands of people every year. It can't be worse without them. That's my logic. But either way, back to the Malay guy. yeah, this guy got elected to president. I'm going to talk about me. No, he's an anarcho-capitalist, which I as well am. But even if I wasn't, like, you guys got to understand, that's fucking nuts. Like, I don't know if, like, there's definitely been people libertarian adjacent, but I feel like, has there ever been a president anywhere who's identified as a, not just a libertarian, but an anarcho-capitalist? Like, that's fucking nuts. And so I saw, you know, I saw a lot of libertarians online. They never miss an opportunity to not appreciate the moment. And I saw a lot of libertarians online being like, well, you know, he supports Israel or some, you know, I forget the specifics. And that's not good from our perspective. That's not good to support Israel. But also, like, I don't know. I was thinking about it this way. Because, like, libertarians have this real problem with, like, they do the purity test. You know, they let good. I know it's been said 1,000 times, but they let good be the enemy of evil. And it's like, dude, you really got to sit down and really appreciate what you have. And you're like, there is a president who is a libertarian. Now, is he going to be perfect? Probably not. He's the president. He's the president of a government. But, like, if you saw the lead up to this, you know, you would have thought that, like, he was quoting Murray Rothbard and dudes like that, which is nuts. You know what I mean? It's like, dude, we would kill in this country to have politicians that are, you know, bad on economics, but can be a little modest with them. Like, we would kill to have that. We would kill to have politicians be like, hey, let's maybe not increase the military budget and shit like that. And, you know, Argentina got a self-identified anarcho-capitalist. So your impulse is to immediately poke holes into it. And it's like, I don't know, man. Unless he, like, barring him becoming compromised, which, you know, having the president of a country be a self-identified anarcho-capitalist is not, like, you know, it's not good for the bigger governments. You know, it's definitely going to, because if they let them just vibe out unopposed, like, in 10 years, dude, in 5 years, we're all going to be like, yo, why is our shit not like those dickheads? You know what I mean? They're going to be like, why is our shit not like those dickheads? And, yeah, the people are going to be like, you know, hey, you're fucking us way more than we realized and shit like that. And it's like, oh, wait, things can be so much better. And, yeah, let me bring up this tweet from Jeremy Kaufman, part of the, actually, I think he's formerly of the Free State. I think they kicked his little cute ass out or something. There was something there. I didn't know the details. But yeah, he had this tweet. He goes, watching a minority of libertarians, which very good to point out, minority of libertarians, watching a minority of libertarians be against Malay reminds me that some people are attracted to the ideology simply because it allows them to be against literally everything, which I don't 100% agree with that, but I agree with the sentiment. I think, you can trust that I'm being... Like, you can trust that I'm doing this because I believe in this shit so much. I would, but, like, I don't, you know, what am I trying to do? I'm trying to state this without being like, I don't do this for the fun of it. I do this to help the world. But no, I want to just be a dude that's crushing beers, vibing out, jerking off and playing video games and stuff like that. Like, it's, but, like, you know, I've just witnessed everything slowly getting worse, that it like galvanized me into being into this shit. And, you know, there's another part of it where I'm like, wait, really? There's not more people yapping about this and stuff. So, you know, just with what kind of gets me going, because I wasn't really this dude for the longest times. I was just a fucking chill, crack jokes, not try that hard. Now I'm like getting nerdy in all these books and stuff like that. And, you know, I that's why I like dudes. I mentioned them on the last pod, but that's why I like dudes like Dave and Clint and Robbie and all those guys and like Tom Woods, because it feels like they're doing it because there's this sense of like, we got to have more people saying the right shit. This is crazy. There's too many people fucking it up because they just don't know and they're getting it wrong or they're lying or whatever the fuck. But, you know, there's just like, I guess to put in a more, you know, maybe a cornier way, like there's not enough people fighting the good fight. You know, that's what drives me. But you notice in libertarianism, there's a lot of libertarians who clearly get, they're clearly galvanized by like, oh, I just want to be right about everything. And I just want to be the most fucking right. And it's like, you know where that gets you? Not the president of a country. And it gets people not fucking liking you. And it makes you, it justifies everyone calling libertarians overly autistic and annoying. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, we're not that annoying. Then you see shit like that and you're like, we're pretty fucking annoying, I guess. You know, it's like, it was the same problem. It's so weird too. It's so weird too. Cause it's like, where do you get this like entitlement? Like we lose all the time. We lose all the fucking time. And then an anarcho-capitalist becomes the president of a country. And you're like, I don't like it. It's like, dude, what the fuck do you want, man? You know, like, I don't know. Argentina has, what is this, like 100% inflation? Bro, if he gets in there and is like 50% good. Bro, if he gets in there and he's 30% good. It's gonna go fucking crazy. It's gonna be fucking fantastic. You know what I mean? I was thinking about this too in response to that shit. Like, you know, because everyone, you'd be like, oh, do you want Ron Paul as the president? All libertarians would be like, hell yeah. And then you go, okay, would you have 90% Ron Paul as the president? Be like, I would also like that. All right, would you have 60% Ron Paul as the president? And it's like, dude, if there was no other option, I'd take 10% Ron Paul. Because 10% Ron Paul is 1,000% better than, well, he's technically dead, but he's 1,000% better than 100% Joe Biden or any of the fucking guys. You know, obviously, always fight for 100%. Always fight for 100%. But if you get, you know, if your only option is pretty fucking good, accept it. Like, it's like, you know, and I will be generous to libertarians because it's like you do get in a mindset because you just catch fucking L's all the time. You know, it's mind-numbing. It's like, dude, we have all the fucking answers, and everyone just thinks we're retarded. It's exhausting. So I get the resentment and all that shit, but, like, it's like, dude, if you're aiming for 100%, and even if all you can get is 30, is all that ended up happening was 30%, or whatever the fuck it is, you know, go, hell yeah, we won some, now let's keep it moving. You know, don't just immediately try to figure out what's bad, because that's like an unproductive personality trait that's just going to get in the way. And I'm sorry, guys. Shit fucking sucks ass. I was promised a life where I could fucking vibe out and chill and, you know, buy a fucking house and get a car and go on vacation once a year and provide for a family. And now you have to be either, you have to go get a bullshit job, or you have to be the hardest fucking achiever to just have something half decent. You know what I mean? So shit fucking sucks. And if I see a clear W, I'm not going to like nitpick and go, well, it's not 100% perfect. If that's your, I'm not trying to be like a dickhead, but if that's your fucking mindset, Fuck off. Get off Twitter. Stop making YouTube videos. Shut the fuck up. It's so fucking annoying. It's so fucking annoying, people like that. Because you're just doing this to be right. You're not doing this to like, because you give a fuck. Anyway. So yeah, but ironically, I am right about everything. So definitely listen up. Let's hop into this video. I saw this video from, shout out Kim Iverson. She posted this. Nikki Haley and Kathy Hochul call for spying on Americans for wrongthink. I just want to bring, I'm not going to play Kim's clip. She just had this clip from this lady and I didn't have the time to find it anywhere else. So I'm going to play it here.
Good morning. We have determined that the rising level of hate and anti-Semitism in particular.
Oh yeah. I should probably intro this, but yeah, basically, Let's let Kim intro it.
So New York Governor Kathy Hochul, she announced that the state is going to be monitoring for hate speech. They're ramping up efforts in order to crack down on hate speech. Watch this.
Good morning. We have determined that the rising level of hate and anti-Semitism in particular poses a clear and present danger to the safety and well-being of all New Yorkers. And I, as governor, am doing everything in my power to fight back. Also, we're very focused on the...
I mean, just that right out of the gate. Like, really? Really? Anti-Semitism so bad in New York. New York! The place with the best bagels ever. You know what I mean? Anti-Semitism just over the last month got so bad that New Yorkers are, every New Yorker's there's a threat to them.
The data we're collecting from surveillance efforts, what's being said on social media platforms, and we have launched an effort to be able to counter some of the negativity.
Yo, also too, I'm not just trying to like double down and shit on this lady. She seems fucked up. I don't know if she has a speech impediment. If she does, I apologize. Like, I was listening to this in my headphones earlier and I was like, oh, I got to bring this up on the podcast. She sounds fucked up.
And reach out to people when we see hate speech being...
Or she just can't fucking read and she's like, God damn it. They're going to show that video of me... Me fucking a baby at Epstein's Island.
We have launched an effort to be able to counter some of the negativity and reach out to people when we see hate speech being spoken about on online platforms. Our media analysis, our social media analysis unit, has ramped up its monitoring of sites to catch incitement to violence, direct threats to others. And all this is... in response to our desire,
Did you see that right there? That weird-ass pause?
Incitement to violence, direct threats to others. And all this is in response to our desire.
The our fuck strong was that? Commitment
to ensure that not only do New Yorkers be safe, but they also feel safe.
Yeah, she seems... Thank you for that clip, Kim Iverson. She seems fucked up, but I could be wrong. She might also just be a fucking idiot. Yeah, so basically I bring that up to be like, this is the thing I talk about. They're always trying to stick their finger a little bit farther up your ass. They're just always trying to like, just a little bit more. And, you know, I forget who said it, but you always hear the thing, never let a good crisis go to waste. And it's like, they're like Edge. They're like, Attitude Era Edge. They're the ultimate opportunists because they want to do this shit. It's all about getting more control. You know, there's no like specific clear end result and shit like that. But the mission is more control. You know, we saw it with COVID. They go, COVID's happening. You know, I mean, God, there's so many examples, but I'm talking about, you know, there's so many fucking things with lockdowns and all that shit where they had a lot of control over us, but I'm sort of focusing on, there's always these little instances that happen that they happen. And then we as a collective, however we can, have to go, fuck you, bitch. and I it's a mixed gender response. I'm not just saying it because it was a gal. You know, fuck you, dickhead. Either or, you know what I mean? When they try to, that's so what happened with COVID. I always love to bring this example up because it's the best, clearest example. Joe Biden was like, yeah, we're going to have to do some fucking vaccine passports. We were all like, hey, dude, that's gay as hell. And Joe Biden was like, JK, I didn't mean that. We're not going to do it. You know, this is why having a strong pro-liberty culture is so important, because, you know, if we have to have a government, they're always going to be there kind of like poking and prodding, going, can we buttfuck you today? And it's our job as a citizenry to not be dumb as fuck, read books and know things. And so when they go, can we put our finger in their butt? We go, but they're not, they're saying like, dude, I'm not going to put your finger in the butt. But we know enough to go, they're trying to put their finger in my butt. You know, and then, because that's, the government's going to try to do a bunch of fucked up shit, but if we don't, like, allow it as a citizenry, if we don't go, hey, okay, guys, they can't do it. They're going to have to find a new way to do it. So when moments like these happen, you just kind of got to, and I know it's easier said than done, but you just got to kind of identify for what it is. And honestly, like, dude, that from my perspective, that's kind of what happened with vaccine passports, because it's like, how did most people get their opinion out? It's like, well, they went on. This is the other reason why they're trying to control Elon Musk and Twitter so much, because like Twitter has, like, Twitter's a great way to test the waters. I know people go like, Twitter's not real life. And you're like, yeah, but also, you know, if you go in enough circles, because they always joke, it's like there's wrestling Twitter, there's black Twitter, there's white Twitter, there's Hispanic Twitter, you know, there's all these. I just threw in wrestling and they went straight down other races. I just went straight through races, but I made sure to do wrestling. But you guys get what I'm saying, is there's like, there, you know, you can go take a, you can test the waters by checking Twitter and shit like that. And it's, you know, and if they test the waters and the waters feel a little toxic, they're not going to dip their tootsie in. So if we can make the water toxic for them so they don't want to dip their tootsies in, we can undermine their power and they can slowly become insignificant and obsolete and shit like that. So yeah, they're just trying to do this bullshit. There's not a rise in fucking, I'm assuming there's not an actual rise in, I guess you could point to a bunch of shit where people are wilding out too much, but from a, you know, from a real place. And also, don't let them get you shook with that hate speech shit, because it's really like, I don't know, that hate speech one is always like, what do you mean by that? You know, and they always mean like racially motivated stuff, which is always just like, I don't know. I just always feel like that's a hard route to go down, because it's like, how do you figure? Because I guess from a technical standpoint, you're like, well, if it is like racially motivated, it does add an extra bit, I guess, technically. But you're like, how do you even prove any of that fucking shit without just a straight up slur? And then, but then you're venturing into like, oh, we're arresting people because of words. It's like, even the worst words, I don't want to arrest people because of words. And then, but it is always funny where it's like when they add a little bit extra to, if someone fucking, like, say if someone commits assault and they're like, also they hated that race while they did that, you're like, well, that's, you know, like, they already beat them up, dude. Now you're getting them for being mean. It's like, I thought the beating them up was a good implied being mean, but I don't know. That's not like the main issue. I just always, they love to, I'm just trying to make the point, they love to also go to the, like, the hate speech shit to get you all riled up. And it's like, I don't know. That stuff's murky in and of itself. But anyway, let us keep it moving. I had some other stuff I wanted to talk about. No, we don't have to. Blake Masters just sounded like a pussy. Oh yeah, okay, we got a few more fun things on the docket. Apologies. All right, so like, let's shift a little bit out of topical stuff. There was some other, let me double check, because half these topics are I was remembering that I was like, yo, dude, check your Twitter, because some of the topics are actually just shit you retweeted. Oh yeah, I saw this. This was interesting to me, because, so I want to be sympathetic, but here. So I saw this screenshot. Is this dude? at a Best Buy and he said, being told you're going to do great things as a child 10 years later. And he's like working at Best Buy. And now I didn't see the whole TikTok. This could be very self-deprecating, like, God damn, I'm a fucking loser. But then it's like, but then on the flip side, because I've felt this, and then you got to, like, I've felt this before, but you got to, like, catch yourself and go, like, nah, you're being a bitch. You know, you're being a little bit of a bitch. Like, you know, there's problems that you can feel bad about, but then it's like you start, that's a big thing I've been realizing is, like, I've been trying to be more introspective and looking inward and really like trying to be just brutally honest with myself. And it's like the more brutally honest, the more I realize, you know, oh, you weren't taking as much accountability as you thought you were. You were blaming other people more than you thought you were. But your brain does this like goofy shit. Your brain does these like goofy mental gymnastics that, you know, it creates this like, and it's like your brain's like a big pie. Like if you just took 20 extension cords and threw them into a bag, and then you put that away, and then you pulled that bag out next Christmas, and now through moving it around in the closet all year, oh, everything got all tangled up. And like unaddressed trauma, that's how your brain is basically. And you can get it unraveled, but you kind of got to like work through a lot of it to like undo that shit. And a lot of people don't fucking do that. And you know, you've created this perfect, it's like you've created this house. It's not perfect, but it's this like structure glued together with like spit and fucking, you know, tape and, you know, popsicle sticks and stuff like that. And it's not perfect, but it's what you're used to. And you know that it's like, you just keep this up. Cause you're like, if I undo this and fix it up the wrong way, it'll all crumble. You know, so it ends up being way easier to keep all that shit together. So I'm looking at this being like, you know, glass half full. Maybe he's being like, fuck, maybe he's being introspective and being like, I'm a fucking loser. But if he's not, I see stuff like this and I just go like, you have the answers. You know what I mean? It's like I saw this fucking TikTok where it was this guy and he was like, he sat on a train to get to work and then he was at work all day and then he took the train home and then he was like going to the club and then he's just like sitting in front of the TV or like on his phone and he was just like, And you're like, and a lot of people do that shit and they're like, is this all life is? Is this all life is? And, you know, if you don't have any fucking money, but even if you don't have any fucking money, now if you live in a dangerous neighborhood, it's a lot harder, but you know, so take everything I say with a, you know, adjust it to your situation. Nothing's perfect, but I'm just like that TikTok really fucking hit me. And you know a lot of people, because it had a lot of likes, so a lot of people are like, yes, bars. But like, in that example, like, okay, the motherfucker went to the club every night. So he's got money. You know, he's got money to go to the fucking club. Like, take that money and stop going to the club. Like, just go do something else. You know what I mean? Like, with this kid, it's like, you know, being told you're going to do great things as a child, 10 years later, I'm just at a fucking Best Buy. Okay, well, you've taken the first step, and I've identified, I don't want to, and I'm not trying to shit on people that work on a Best Buy, but this kid kind of is, and he took the first step, and he identified, I'm working at a fucking Best Buy. I fucking hate this. He probably wants to kill himself. Don't. You shouldn't. It's a bad thing. Don't kill yourself. But he's like, I work at a so get out of the Best Buy. And people are like, that's easier said than done. Obviously. But like, you're sad enough that you recorded a sad TikTok of you doing a 1,000-mile stare. So, like, fucking figure it out. And I, like, you know what I mean? Like, to the, and I'll make this other point too on the, because a lot, I've been there before too. And it's that like, But this is what comes with taking personal responsibility for yourself. It's because people look at that and they go, it's easier said than done. You're like, it fucking is. But the vibe you're putting out is that if you don't do it, you're going to kill yourself. So your two options are get a better life or kill yourself. And I don't think you want to kill yourself. And I don't want you to either. So figure it the fuck out. And it's like, you know, no one's ever made their situation worse from trying to better their situation in a genuine way. It almost has to get better. You know, if you try to better your situation, just if you're just doing better every, so like that's the fucking thing. But that's, I talked about it last week. It almost isn't their fault to a degree, because we've just all, just as a society, just all been brainwashed by the fucking government and all these other people around us to be like, yo, like there's always these entities of like, yo, we got this. We got this. And then you look more into life and it's like, they don't got it. No, like, I know you've heard it a bunch of times before and it gets corny and stuff like that, but it's so fucking true. No one's here to fucking save you. Most people don't give a fuck about you. And the people that do give a fuck about you, they have their own shit to worry about. So you just got to worry about your fucking self. And if you don't like your fucking job, it's on you to get more skills so you can leave that fucking job. Like, I don't know what to tell you, dude. You stayed at a Best Buy for 10 years. That's kind of on you, man. That's kind of on fucking you. Now, I will say this, actually, because a lot of people, even in his age range, he probably went to school and he's dealing with crazy student loans and stuff, which I sympathize with, but still, all the things I said before still apply. The same amount of people don't give a fucking shit about you. So it's up to you to figure it the fuck out. And I'm just repeating things I say when I'm crying into the mirror. So don't take this shit personally. Anyway, let's keep it moving. This one was funny. Yeah, I'm just going through some tweets I had that were actually like, I was like, these are good points. But yeah, I saw this dude share this tweet. Whoever 9mm SMG is. I have not seen this dude since September. It went from every day and hour to never. And he showed for audio listeners, he's showing Oliver Anthony, the Richmond, north of Richmond guy. And I've been seeing, I talked about this a while ago on previous videos before the grand reopening. But I was talking about this, and it's like this opinion. Now, I get the impulse. This stems from a whole thing of like, Oliver Anthony's just a right-wing psyop. And so this stems, you know, based off, man, I gotta vibe out but still be in frame. I should really get a recliner to do this podcast in. But no, this stems from fucking, like, Oliver Anthony came out of nowhere. And so a lot of people were thinking it was a psyop, or, well, they were being a little trigger happy with the term psyop. But no, they're like, Oliver Anthony is, you know, he's an industry plant, he's a psyop, whatever the fuck. Now, they did prove that he got like a little bit of a push, but that literally was like, this dude was working on a YouTube channel. He's like, I know this guy named Oliver. Let me bring my equipment and we record the video and I'll put it on my YouTube channel with a couple thousand subscribers and shit. Maybe like tens of thousands. I forget how many. So that got posted. A few conservatives got wind of it. But then it's the fact that the song was good as hell. You know, it got a little bit of a nudge. But, you know, a lot of people get a nudge and then don't get tens of millions of views. Probably. Let's check real quick what he has on YouTube. I bet it's a shitload. Because a lot of that was the thing. Yeah, all my old surges are still in there. Yeah, wow. It's almost, Okay, it's not at 100 million views, but it's almost there. So, like, this, and I talked about this on my music. Actually, I think I talked about this on my music channel. But a lot of people get nudges. But, like, a nudge doesn't guarantee you 96 million views in 3 months. You know what I mean? So, all that PSYOP stuff, I completely sympathize with the impulse. But it just ain't there. And then this whole thing where it's like, I don't know, this is where you just get, this is just people being, and I'm not just defending him because, dude, the beard's coming in good. People were shitting on me for shaving it off, and I understand because I looked ridiculous, but it's shaping up to be a good decision. I really do think the beard's coming in thicker. Not like my boy down there, but it's coming in thicker. But yeah, it's why, I don't know, man. I feel like you've had, ever since the revenue thing, I feel like we've had like a lot less, what am I trying to say? We've had a lot less thought out tweets. I don't know. Anyway, but yeah, it's like it went from, I haven't seen this dude since September. It went from every day an hour to never. And you're like, you know, for a guy, I've seen his tweets a lot. For a guy who tweets about politics, it's like you don't understand like how this shit works. And so what I tweeted up there, I go, bro, I haven't heard many people talk about Ukraine in like a month. You know what I mean? Ever since Hamas attacked Israel, it's like, dude, I haven't heard about Ukraine. And that's a fucking war. You know, people, it's like, that's why you really need to, oh yeah. And then I said, I think the dude went low key after he realized being famous sucks ass. Cause that's why I started noticing about him is he wasn't ready to be famous. I'm not shitting on him. Being famous seems like the worst. It seemed like he was like, yo, I want, cause it's not like he's doing bad. If you go to his YouTube channel, you know, people are like 15 minutes of fame. You know, he posted a cell phone video and it got 168,000. A month ago, 1 million views on a song. You know, he's doing fucking numbers. So this whole, oh, he's just a one-hit wonder. Well, that's not what's happening. So you're wrong. Like, you're wrong about that. You're just not paying attention. And it's like, dude, there's so many things happening at once. The fact that something's not in your feed anymore, it's like, yeah, it's not viral anymore. It's 2023. Things go viral. It's like the fact that his virality lasted longer than like 2 weeks is insane in this day and age. Maybe it wasn't 2 weeks, but either way, his virality, whatever the fuck, his fertility. No, his viral nature lasted like way longer than anything else lasts going viral nowadays. But yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Let me bring up, oh yeah, there was one more thing I wanted to bring up, because I get fucking frustrated with, I need to figure out a term for it, because it's just these like, it's like these, I don't know what it is, it's these type of guys that they're upset with the modern age and they're upset with the modern man and they're just trying to, they're like doing, it's a lot of these, everything was a lot better back in the day. And you're like, it fucking wasn't. You know what I mean? You know, we got a bunch of things wrong, but it's just some holes we need to plug. You know what I mean? It's just a bunch of goofy shit we need to get rid of. But, like, I don't know. People are, like, way more fun now. And there wasn't this, like, not even that. There wasn't just this magical, back when men were men. And you're like, I don't know, man. I think that's just, like, an idealistic thing. I always say it's that, you ever notice, it's, people always, everything seems more grand when they get like fake nostalgia. Because that's the other part. They're being fake nostalgic. They're being nostalgic over a time they never experienced. So they're only thinking of like the best version of it. And it's like, dude, every single time period has their positives and negatives. The problem that what we do as a society is we go through and we go, that sucks, that rules, and we try to be good about keeping the good and getting rid of the bad. Right now it just seems exhausting, and it's probably been like this the whole fucking time, but right now it just seems exhausting because it's like we're not, it seems like we're not being good at getting rid of the bad. But so, what am I trying to say? So I see a lot of times when they talk about chicks and stuff, you know, and I think this got infiltrated. I think a lot of people got, like, you know, their brains fucked with the whole, like, Andrew Tate red pill shit, because it all just comes off to me like, you know, it's like when I talked about in the first episode, when they talk about radical Islam and Muslims and stuff like that, I go, have you not, like, met Muslim people? Like, this caricature is not what they're all like. And I'm not going to be, I'm also not one of these people, like, I'm not about to simp for chicks and stuff. I'm not one of these people who has that, like, binary argument where it's like, well, no, actually, they're all fuck, they're all, they all rule and this is all awesome and blah, blah, blah. But, like, you know, they'll go online, they'll take one video of some chick being a slightly more outrageous whore than anyone else, and they'll be like, damn, this is what everything's like. And you're like, well, not necessarily. Now, well, I will say, actually, with women, the rise of the OnlyFans account and certain things like that, it is a little bit alarming. But also, so, okay, let me give the example of what I'm talking about. So I see this video posted, and it's chicks walking around, you know, in their late night outfits and shit like that. And so I see this, and I see the caption on it, late night in London, filmed in the style of a wildlife documentary. And then it's like, now I guess technically whoever the fuck Tasteful Lindy is, blah, 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 I guess they're not saying this, but like you read through all the comments. Oh, that's right, because I saw this earlier, and like you see these people, because they just live to, these people online just like live to, I don't know. They just live to shit on whatever the fucking thing is, or so. I don't know exactly. Maybe this wasn't a great topic to bring up, but I just get frustrated with this stuff, because here's the thing. You know, it's like you get, it's like this like fake character that these people build up in their head, where they're trying to, I don't know. It's like I mean, it makes sense that it comes from an Andrew Tate type dude, because, you know, he talks about being a real man, and then everything he does is the like opposite. It's like, oh yeah, you're a real man. You fucking trick people into giving you money for your hustler university, and then you also trick young women into, you know, basically being prostitutes for you on those cam girl websites. You know what I mean? To each their own, but like, you're exploiting women and providing fake services. Like, you're not being a real man. You know what I mean? Like, you're not. You might have, like, cool shit, but you're not being a real man. And I'm not just trying to hyper... I mean, you guys probably know I don't like Andrew Tate, but I'm not even trying to hyper-focus on him. You see all these other dudes. Oh, that was the other fucking thing I wanted to bring up. This ties in so well with the other fucking thing I wanted. But it's like, you see all these dudes online, and this is what makes me want to be in more of these spaces, because I'm like, I'm not trying to sit here and go, I'm this overly exceptional man. But I'm also just like, dude, I'm better than these fucking jerk-offs. And these dudes are really, really repping our set bad. And it's like, there needs to be a voice for just normal fucking dudes. Because you see all these dudes. Dude, where is this video? This video was crazy. And it all started to, like, make sense for me. When you all start looking out at who these... It's a little bit deep on my Twitter, so give me a second. But you all start... When you see some of this shit, you start to like really notice what these motherfuckers are like. Damn, I tweet a lot. Holy shit. Yeah, I tweet a lot. Fuck. There it is. Thank Christ. So yeah, it's and I guess my only point is, I forget if I saw anything that made me feel this about Andrew Tate, but I've seen this about a couple dudes, how they like talk about these other men, how they talk about women, when you see them on those relationship podcasts where it's like four dudes and a bunch of shot girls sitting around a table. Like, I don't know. I think someone made me think this with Andrew Tate, but I think something made me think this, but I can't remember what, so I'm not going to put this on him. And this is all just my theory. I don't want to, I'm not slandering anyone. This is a guesstimate. I don't know this for fact, for legal reasons. I don't know this for fact. But you, like, see all this shit, and you see the way they talk about each other and how they act and how, I started to notice, they feel like they're just cosplaying. And it's the same thing with, like, I showed you those girls earlier. I'm not going to sit there and go, like, no, they're all queens. But the specific way that they're overly critical about these women. Because, like, something I notice specifically in dudes is normal dudes that enjoy pussy, when they see a girl like that, their initial response is to go, like, I would never make her a wife. You know what I mean? Your initial response is to be like, you point out a thing you like on her, and then you go, yeah, but, you know, that part's not good. You know, it's, you talk about, and then no one brings up anything about potential wives or anything like that. But if someone asked you, you'd be like, oh, yeah, no, I'd fuck her. I wouldn't date her. You know, like, that's a dude conversation I've had 1,000 times. You know, you should be better than it, but if you see women walk by, you immediately talk about their body and if you would fuck them, and if you wouldn't fuck them, what would have to change to fuck them, or how hard you would, you know what I mean? It's like, it's not good. I'm not like being like, and that's why we rule, but like, I'm like, that's how dudes talk. But then you see these dudes where it's like, as a high value man and blah, blah. And you're like, this isn't how guys talk. What the fuck is going on? And then I see this video. And I got nothing personal against these guys. I like the spirit of this Sneeko guy. I don't really like fuck with his content too much, but there's something about his spirit I enjoy. His, like, I don't know. But, and I, the Fresh and Fit guys, they're another group that just seems like they're reading a script. They don't impress me too much. Not trying to be a dick, but so I see this video.
Yo, Myron is so fucking heterosexual. He's like, we don't need women to survive. I'm like, well, you know, life is better. He's like,
out of the gate, he's so heterosexual. He goes, we don't need women. You're like, that doesn't sound like a guy who likes pussy.
Yo, Myron is so fucking heterosexual. He's like, we don't need women to survive. I'm like, well, you know, life is better. He's like, we don't need them.
We don't.
What's the point of even arguing for that? Like, what's the point of living if there's no women? There's no point.
I'm saying we don't need them to survive is the point.
But there's no point in living, so you're not going to want to survive.
But you can survive without them.
Why would you survive if there were no women? Why would you even do it?
There's other ways to derive pleasure where you don't need females. Women are a luxury, bro.
Yeah, and actually, yeah, so I watched that, which just on its face was like, what do you mean? You need to fuck women. Like, bare minimum, you need to fuck women to procreate. And then it hit me, and I go, oh, a bunch of them are just gay dudes they're just gay dudes. Because that's a crazy thing to say. You're like, you don't need women. What? And he, like, meant it with his chest. Like, he didn't even throw in a disclaimer, like, well, you know, obviously you need to, like, procreate. Because, like, if you're making the argument that it's not fun to hang out with women, you know, I have fun with a lot of women. My wife's fun. I like talking to my mom. We just had Sarah Bell on the podcast. Shout out Allie Mae. There's like a good amount of women. But it's like also too, if you're hanging out with like a fucking girly girl type annoying, you're like, yeah, no, fucking hanging out with chicks sucks sometimes. But like, to not even throw in, well, you need to procreate and stuff, blah, blah, blah. To not even throw that in, you're like, and, like, dude, you could see it. Like, he meant it. And he was, like, saying it with his chest. And he was, like, I was, like, watching that. I was, like, oh. You know, because it's, like, I would have that inkling and make jokes about it. But after seeing that, I was, like, oh, a lot of them are just gay dudes. You know, I realized that when there's this one dude I see all the time. I don't even remember his fucking name. I don't know what he does. That's the other part, by the way. If someone's bullshitting you and you can't clearly be like, what do? You see some of these people just show up on podcasts and you never know what the fuck they do. Especially some of those dudes on that whatever podcast who are always talking about like women roles and a strong Christian woman and blah, blah, blah. But you like never see them with chicks. And you're like, I think they're just fucking gay guys. Because also, too, the way that they present themselves, you know, it's like dudes who really, I don't know. I hate to broad stroke this stuff, but it's just for me. I'm not even saying like, oh, me and the guys I hang out with, but it's like just being around men all the time who like pussy. I never see this ever. Just like, you know, guys wearing button downs and suits and making sure their hair looks real nice and they're always like, you know, their beard's perfect and they're always doing this little thing. And they're, you know, they're always just dressed up so little nice. And they're talking, all they can do is talk about bad things about women. Like, I've never seen clips of these dudes talking about how much they like tits and shit like that. Never. I'm not saying it has to be all the time, but like, sometimes there'd be shit of them talking about chicks or fucking or something like that. And you're like, oh, I never, you know, and you're like, oh, wait a minute. Did I just describe a gay dude? Like, yeah, dude, I think they're just fucking gay. Because the way, because like, whenever they talk about women, I wish I had more clips of that. It's like, whenever they talk about women, they always talk about women in a way where you're like, I've never heard any straight dude talk about a chick like this. I've never heard, and it's like the things you, oh, and also too, like, the way that they're talking, I was like, it doesn't sound like you've dated a woman. Doesn't sound like you fucking dated a woman the way it would be, the way that a gay guy processes a straight relationship, where you'd be focusing on the transactional nature of it and all this other shit, because you don't. And you notice it too. It's like they talk to women like gay dudes, where they're like real snappy and bitchy and like cutting to the chase, like just talking like they've never had to worry about making a chick happy. I'm sorry. You could be the most alpha motherfucker. You've tiptoed around something one time so a chick didn't get upset. You know what I mean? It's like the way, and I'm like, bro, I just think they're fucking gay. But the original video I brought up, that was the other part. I wanted to read my tweet because that was the other part of it too that just annoyed the fucking shit out of me, that a lot of people were presenting this like it was like, because the first time I saw it, I saw someone retweeting it basically saying like, or how I said it in the, here, I'll pull up the tweet. How I say it in the tweet where I go, this is exactly, like, people are acting like this shit. You saw the video earlier. And for anyone who didn't see a video, it's just a bunch of chicks in, like, sort of, you know, sexy, semi-revealing outfits going out on a Friday or Saturday night. And I retweeted and I go, this is exactly what Main Street of my college looked like back in, like, 2012 or 2010. Oh, that's the other thing. They're like, oh, the situation for women in 2023 is down bad. And I go, yeah, you're not wrong in certain avenues, but this ain't it. So I go, stop acting like this is anything weird or that the UK has a unique whore problem. So it's like, that's what you're doing. It's like, they don't. This is any Main Street of a town or city where like college kids are going to be at. This is exactly what everyone looks like. This is not unique in any way. It's like college girls dress like hookers on the weekend. Amazing detective work, retard. And like that's my only point. I'm not saying you can make an argument like, oh, we need to be better and have less of this. But like I said before, to act like the UK has some unique whore problem, you're just being a fucking idiot and you're being disingenuous. And I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. And I don't trust you. And this is why I have to do this podcast, so I can right the wrongs of Twitter. All right. I've talked a lot today. Thank you for hanging out with me. I love you all. Have a good one. Be about a peace.